Are you a single believer looking for the love of your life?
Or are you a married believer looking to grow the love you already have?
If you like practical advice
based on the Word of God
with real life examples,
you're in the right place.
I'm Cindy.
And I'm Wayne.
Welcome to Love with the Lines. Welcome to Love with the Lines. I'm Cindy.
And I'm Wayne.
And this is episode 73.
No comment.
Okay. What are we going to talk about tonight?
I think we need to talk about communication.
I think we need to continue our conversations on communication. Yes, I agree.
Communicate, communicate, communicate.
Yes.
And when all else fails, communicate.
Yes. That's what you say.
Well, isn't that what I do?
Sometimes.
Well, if we would be speaking the same language.
Oh, that's a different podcast. We're not even going to go there.
Okay. Maybe we should start with a scripture.
I think starting with a scripture would be a great idea.
Would you like me to read one?
I would love you to read one.
I would love to read one. The scripture that my lovely bride found was James 1, and this is in the Amplified Bible, James 1, verse 19. Understand this, my beloved brothers and sisters. Let everyone be quick to hear. Be a careful, thoughtful listener, slow to speak, a speaker of carefully chosen words, and slow to anger, patient, reflective, and forgiving.
That's a great scripture.
That is.
James is a great book to study on relationship and the power of your words, and so that's very good.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, to continue our series on communication, which we frequently do communication, but it's, as Wayne said, it's so important. We actually found a secular article that we're going to recommend to you, and it's from, of all places, Forbes magazine, which when you think of Forbes magazine, you think of business and business-related topics, and so relationships are beneficial to business. Mm-hmm. So,
but this is Forbes Health.
Yes, it's Forbes Health. Yes, Forbes actually has a health section on Forbes.com.
Yeah, who knew?
Among other things.
Yeah.
I find that a lot of these publications have become lifestyle publications, so they don't, even though they have an emphasis on one subject, they also have other topics that complement it. Yes, so this was written in January 12th of this year. Sometimes we share really old articles with you, old but good, but this one is a very current article, and I like, if you go to the resources, you will see that there's actually some university studies and things that contributed to this article, and it's called How to Communicate in a Relationship According to Experts, and it's by Nicole McDermott. She's a regular contributor to Forbes Health, and it's a really robust article. I don't know if we're going to get through all of it in one sitting, but we're going to give it a shot. If not, we'll continue it into next week. And so it has these topics. It actually has a table of contents, and it has the topics are the benefits of good communication in a relationship, good versus poor communication in a relationship, four types of communication styles, expert-backed tips on how to improve your communication, and when to see an expert.
I like the way that they have a when to see the expert section.
Yes. I thought that was really helpful, and it has some good points in it. So they start out, like almost every communication article that we share with you starts out, that communication doesn't always come easy. Whether it's a romantic partner or someone else, it is key to the overall success and sustainability of such partnerships. And it goes on to share that some people don't have any problem communicating in a clear and respectful way, but others struggle, and especially when it comes to expressing themselves. And that can make maintaining healthy relationships especially challenging.
Well, and it makes it interesting, too, when you think you don't have any problem communicating, but you really don't communicate clearly.
Yes, that's true. In the first section of the article is on the benefits of good communication relationship. And the first one has a quote by Darcy Sterling, who's a licensed clinical social worker in New York and hosts of E! Network's Famously Single. And she says that communication is the foundation of any relationship. The extent to which each partner is skilled at expressing themselves, their needs, and I can't turn the page. Let's try. Oh, here we go. And their preferences is the greatest indicator of the health and fulfillment of the relationship. So I thought that was a great point to make.
Interesting.
And that section goes on to say that research shows that in addition to allowing you to express concerns in a relationship, communication can help you problem solve. Communication is what keeps couples on the same page and feeling like they are solving problems together rather than against one another, says Sarah Epstein, a licensed marriage and family therapist in Philadelphia and Dallas. Effective communication also enables partners to disagree in productive, respectful ways, she adds.
Is that kind of like agreeing to disagree?
I think that's agreeing to disagree, but it's, I thought this was an interesting point about, I mean, we've said this multiple times that communication is key to keeping couples together, and especially in marriage. It's a key to being able to sustain the relationship through all, we've talked about different different phases of marriage, depending on what age you are and what's happening in your marriage at the time. And if you want to be in for the long haul, which we're assuming that most people who are entering into a Christian marriage, that's what they're after. And I think most anybody who's getting married, they don't enter in it. Well, some people do, but I think the overall, the majority of people enter into it with the idea that they're going to stay married to this person. So they go on to talk about certain skills that are necessary to maintain open channels of communication that will enable their relationship to thrive. And it says that the quality of the communication is a predictor of how fulfilling the relationship is for both people. We all need open communication in relationships to bridge gaps in the face of misunderstanding and to get through our most difficult challenges. Open communication is the spine that holds up a relationship, whether it's thriving or under strain. I thought that was an interesting analogy, too. I think of when I go to the chiropractor's office and they have the replica of the human spine, and about how if you just have one thing out of place on your spine, it can cause lots of problems, lots of pain and discomfort. And I thought, boy, that's the way, if communication is the spine of the relationship, if there's something out of whack with communication, it can cause a lot of pain or discomfort, or actually make it difficult to hold the relationship together.
Like being the backbone.
Right. It's the backbone of it.
Interesting.
Yeah. It says that, I mean, we're trying not to read this to you word for word because we're just trying to give an overview of this article. This is really good. We really hope that you go to the link that'll be in the podcast description and check this out. So it says that good communicators use their skills to communicate appreciation, love, and respect. And that's always a balance. It's, I believe I probably said this in another podcast, but when our son-in-law and our daughter were first married, our daughter would say thank you to her husband for everything, for like just little things. And he wasn't used to that. That was not how his family operated. And he was like, why do you say that? He's like, this is what is expected between a husband and a wife. And I was talking with him about it. And I said, well, I said, you have to fill up the basket, because I said, the times are going to come when you're going to get into disagreements or flat out arguments about things. And I said, and if you have filled your basket with showing appreciation to your spouse, then it's going to make it a little bit easier when those times of strain come, because you've already, your basket isn't empty. Your basket is full of all this affirmation and gratitude that you have received from your partner. And that makes it important.
We did I know we've done a couple podcasts talking about what's in your basket and how to fill your basket.
Right.
Yep. Very important.
Yeah. So the next section in the article talks about good versus poor communication in a relationship. It says that at its most basic, the difference between good and poor communication comes down to problem solving and intimacy. Good communication clarifies problems and creates closeness between partners, while poor communication intensifies issues and creates distance between partners, says Epstein. So then they give some examples of good communication. So good communication is when you pay attention and listen when your partner speaks, when you listen to understand rather than listen to respond. That's in Stephen Covey's highly effective I am really messing up that title, but Habits, Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. That's it. Which is a bit of business classic for years. Interesting that it would be, mm-hmm. you know, quoted in theirs, is that you seek first to understand. And that's what that's about, that you listen for understanding. You don't listen, as we've shared in other episodes, you don't listen to plan what you're going to say next or just be waiting your turn for the other person to take a breath to jump in there. You listen to understand what the other person is saying. You validate your partner's thoughts and feelings by acknowledging and repeating back somewhat of what is said. You ask questions. And you understand that even when your partner has a different perspective and opinion, that's okay. It doesn't matter. It's not personal. But it may not be. I think lots of times we take things as personal that aren't really personal.
It's kind of like the disagree to agree.
Right.
Or agree and disagree.
Agree to disagree, yeah. Agree to disagree. And good communicators don't raise their voice. Mm-hmm. That means you don't get into a knockdown, drag out yelling match. Mm-hmm. What do people with poor communication habits look like?
They interrupt, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, which is not good. Acting in passive-aggressive ways, which yeah. I thought that was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. They hold grudges. They tiptoe around each other. So I guess that kind of means not really talking about the elephant in the room, maybe.
Right, or even ignoring each other.
Or ignoring each other, yep. Guessing or assuming their partner's feelings. I know we've talked about that before, which sometimes we'll get in a disagreement and I'll be, you know, I'll think it's resolved and you won't.
Right. Yep.
You know, so I'm just assuming it's okay and it's not.
Mm-hmm.
Sweeping problems under the rug rather than talking them out, mm-hmm. which I thought was a good one.
Yeah.
That's kind of like just ignoring the problem.
Right.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Argue repeatedly over the same subject. Well, what happens if you need to continue discussing it? Is that the same thing?
Well, I think you need to know when you need help to come to an agreement. I think we did state this in one of our last podcasts, is that if you can't come to an agreement on a mm-hmm. subject or it keeps coming up and it's not resolved, then maybe that's the time to seek some professional help or some wise counsel in your family or mm-hmm. in your church to help you talk through it.
So not necessarily talking about, well, if we have an issue, talking about it maybe two or three times to get it resolved, but talking more about it.
I think
repeatedly
I can't mind read what mm-hmm. the author meant in the article, but there have been times, and I know early on, I think in our relationship this happened in some disagreements that we had, where stuff from the past comes up.
No.
Yes. Holding your partner accountable for something that happened a long mm-hmm. time ago. And even if they've said they were sorry, you know, they've done whatever they need to do to, you know, convey their, you know, their apology, asking for your forgiveness. And sometimes we just hold that up, you know, like we'll joke about that. We'll do stuff about that where we'll put something up to each other when we're bantering mm-hmm. in a funny way where this is not a serious conversation or that. And you'll go, what? You'll say one time.
Mm-hmm. One time.
Do it the way you do it.
One time. One time.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like that?
Yeah, like that. Yes. Mm-hmm. He'll say one time.
One time.
One
you
time.
Just have to do it one time.
Yes, that's what you do.
And then you're labeled.
Yes.
I only did it once.
But I think for some people, that does happen in arguments mm-hmm. in marriage relationships where it comes up the same thing over and over again. And it's like you can never be forgiven for that sin. That can really interfere with communication.
Well, I know, like we've talked about before with because I've been married and divorced twice, so just issues with that, mm-hmm. you know, and things coming up. And you'd had past relationships, you were never married, but just
right.
how some of that stuff popped up every once in a mm-hmm. while.
Yeah.
Anyway, call their partner names other than, if I would call you something other than Cindy.
Yeah, I think they're talking about not something nice
good.
And edifying.
Yeah.
They're, yep. If it's poor communication.
Yep. Make threats. Ouch, that's not good.
No, that's not good.
No, and raise your voice.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and it ends this section with saying the ability to consistently communicate well in a relationship can help people face challenges and hardships more productively. According to Epstein, healthy communication helps couples de-escalate a situation, stay calm under stress, use humor appropriately, apologize effectively, and make partners feel heard and understood even during very stressful moments. Mm-hmm. All right. So this is about halfway through this article. Really good stuff. We're going to pick it up and finish it in next week's episode. In the meantime, we suggest that you click on the link, check it out yourself, and think about what you've read, and then join in on our discussion next week.
Yep.
And again, comments can be emailed to us at lovewiththelines@gmail.com. I'll put that in the description too, or questions. And until then, we pray that your relationships will be richly blessed.
God bless. Bye now.
Bye.